Vava Medalev. Tana Rabbana. Yore Shemore Sabrios Latiach Gagot. Yore Malkos. Yore is the early rains. Malkos are the late rains. So why is it called Yore? Shemore Sabrios Latiach Gagot Sehen. It tells people, instructs them to fix up their roofs so it doesn't leak. Lahachnis is Teros Sehen and bring their fruit in from the tvua, from the field that's drying, because now it's going to be the rainy season. Velasos called Sorcheyen to do every other thing they need to do before the rains come. Rashi, Yore, Vinosati Matar Artsachen Beito, Yore O Malkosh. Yore, Revia Rishona. Yore is the early rains. Hayorodis Marcheshen, which comes in Marcheshen. Kidle Kamon, Lomon Hikri Yore, Shemor Lohen Latiach Gagosehen, the tiach shall kitch lo yitan po gishom the bais, that they plaster or waterproof their roofs so that it doesn't leak. Well, the hachnis peroseyan shinichu besodus liyavshan arashot. Till now, the fruit and grain was drying in the field. Now they bring it in. Called tzorcheyan shard varim hatzrichim limos hagishon. And anything else has to be prepared for the rainy season. It's time to do it now. Dover Acher, another reason why it's called Yore, Shemar Ve'esha'aretz. It saturates the ground. Umashke Ad Tehom. Shenemar Tlomeho Revei Nachas Gidudeho B'revivim Timogadno Tzimcha Tevorech. That Tlomeho Rovet, it saturates the furrows of the earth. Dover Acher, another reason why it's called Yore, Yore Sheyoreg B'nachas. They ain't no yore bizarre, that it comes down calmly and not in torrents. Oh, ain't no yore elishem meshir esaperus umashtiv esazroi. Maybe not. Maybe yore means the opposite, that it comes down in torrents and it pulls the fruit off the trees and it inundates the zroi. Umashtiv esoilonos. Tamad lomer malkosh. No, it compares yore to malkosh. Ma malkosh lebracha. Just like Malkosh signifies the rains that are a bracha, not rains that come down and destroy. Afyora lebracha. Now the Gemara thinks that Malkosh is obviously calm, good rains, and from the fact that that's calm and good rains, Yora also means that. Where it says, Oeno Malkosh, Elishamapilis, maybe Malkosh isn't lebracha. Maybe Malkosh is the harsh rains. Shemapilis abatim, that it knocks down the houses, umeshabres ilonos, breaks the trees, umalis sakoyim, tamid lomer yore. No, it compares it to yore. Ma yore lebrocha af malkosh lebrocha. Now we think just the opposite. That yore is more a lebrocha without any kind of limud. So Mora says, okay, so now we're going back and forth, right? Maybe yore is not lebrocha and malkosh is not lebrocha. How do you know yore is lebrocha? The Yore Gufeim and all, and how do you know Yore means a calm rain? Tichsiv uvenei tzion gilu v'simchu v'ashem lokechem, ki nosan lochem es hamora l'tzdoka, v'yore lochem geshem moro malkosh v'rishon. The Rebbe is giving you mora, the early rains l'tzdoka, means that it's lebracha. So if Yore is lebracha, malkosh also is gishmei bracha. Rashi. Shiyori benachas, v'hochi mashmi, yore ko'odem shemore l'talmido benachas. Like a person teaches his students calmly. Tichsiv divrei chachomim benachas neshmoim. That's the way they're supposed to teach, benachas. Inami, loshon chetz yore haholech biyosher ve'eno note lekan ulekan. Another idea is that just like you shoot an arrow and it doesn't swerve from side to side, so that's what's it called. That's what it means. Benachas. That's it comes straight, straightforward. Loshen acher shemiskavin laoretz deino yori bizav. That it comes for the sake of the earth and not doesn't come strongly and in torrents where it's not good for the earth. Tlomeho raveik shatom mar v'talme charisha shel eretz Yisrael. You saturate the furrows. Nachasu l'gdudeho b'nei odom. What's it called? Gdudeho means people. For people, it's a nachas. Pshat HaMikro, L'Kamei Dorish Shafilu Gaisos Posekes Bo. Later on, the Gemara is going to Darish in Gedudeho, not to mean people, but to mean armies. Oh, Eino Ela Sheshotif Es Hazroim, Kolomer Da'ad Hashtam Rinan Yore LeBracha. Till now we assume that Yore means a reigns of Bracha. Oh, Eino Ela Yore Lashem Klala. Maybe not. Maybe Yore is bad reigns. Kamo Yoro Yore. Like by skila, you throw a person off a high place. That's called yoro yiyora. So it's a lashon of klala. You throw him down to kill him. Sheshover akol. Maybe the rains also come yore. They come down in torrents and are destructive. O lashon chetz hayora, like an arrow. V'hachi mash makra. V'hayim shamot tishvam mitzosai. If you follow my mitzvahs, then fine. Everything will be okay. And if you don't, then I'll give you bad rains. Maybe that's l'roa. But Gemara never really thought that that's what it meant. But the Gemara says, how do you know it doesn't mean that? That's the pshat. Meishir perusayim, she'odon be'ilan, while they're still on the tree, k'gon esrogim or rimonim, or sofei te'enim, v'lo garsin en shotef es agronos, de'gronos marchesh v'nlekot. It's talking about fruit that's on the tree even early in the season. Because most fruit doesn't come onto the tree till the summer. So we're talking about rains that come in the winter in Marcheshva. But there are certain fruit that's still on the tree, like Esrogim, or Rimonim, or Te'enim. Te'enim stay on the tree and you gather them at different times. So the end of the last season's Te'enim are still on the tree sometimes in Cheshva. So those are the fruit that could be pulled off the tree by these torrential rains. But it doesn't say in the Gemara, Rashi says, granos, because there's no more granos in Marchesh. Everything's been brought into the house from last year's Tevuah. Ma malkosh lebracha, she'iach shaladar shalashaber granos, ulahashir peros, she'ena mitsuyim osaperek. Now the Gemara thinks that malkosh must obviously be a bracha, because you can't learn that malkosh destroys the granos and the peros because they're not around in Nisan. V'yatoyochel adorish el latova. So it has to be rains that are good. Shiorid ala melilos v'alakashim, that they fall on the grain, on the stalks, and on the straw. Kashim is a straw. That's a stalks. But melilos is where the grain is. The things where the grain grows on the top of the stalk. Umamali is hatvua because you have the ears and the stalks. Hother omra dilma malkosh klala. And then anymore says no. You could learn malkosh to be klala. Right? It doesn't have to break the things that aren't there. It breaks the things that are there. Hachi mashma shemol v'kosha. It's a lashon klala that it excises and it's hard. Kolomer malis habatim. It cuts down the houses by ilanos, shema pilon mishabra, the kosher l'tvua, and therefore it's bad for the crops. Maybe that's the lashon of malkosh. Shema l'sakoyim, ubracha dekrala milui mayim boros sichin ma'oros. The Rashi says that why the pasuk says it's a bracha, yoro malkosh, that's for reservoirs, for rain, but that's not good for the tvua. Maybe it's those kinds of rain that are bad for the grains. Shemapil sabatim u'mashmol k'lekamon. Shemol kashyuson shel Yisrael. And the idea is it cuts the strength or the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. Makes them do tshuva. Inami shemol dover akosha. Chotech u'mashaber sabatim. Mol means to cut away things. It's a hard thing. And it breaks down the houses. Kolomer ein bo takolas granos v'ashoras peros v'fiyef shelol. Can't learn that it's taking away the grain storage houses and the fruit, because that's not around in Nisan. But it's, what's it called, it's knocking down the houses. So it still could be a lashon klala. Sakoi min arde. Kin metargin hatzlat sal. Are we up to here yet? Sakoi is a kind of grasshopper. Kinevetargim hatzlotzal sakoi. The tochacha says that your grain will be eaten by the tzlotzal, and that is a grasshopper. Malkosh, Loshen Arbe. And Malkosh, therefore, means, what's it called, grasshoppers. So that's what's it called, maybe that's what Yoro Malkosh means. Okay, let's go on. So the Gemara in the Maisa concluded that since it says Beferish, Hamora Litzdaka, that Yoro is Lebracha, Malkosh is also Lebracha, and the Torah is telling you that I'll give you your reins in their proper time, Yoro Malkosh, both of them Lebracha. Tana Rabbanan, Yoro B'marchesh and Malkosh B'nisa. The proper time for the first rains is in Marcheshvan, and Malkosh is in Nisan. At Homer, Yorub and Marcheshvan, or Malkosh be Nisan, or Eno El Yorub and Tishrei, or Malkosh be here, maybe not. The earlier rains that come in Tishrei, and later rains that come in Ir. Maybe it's referring to Yore is for Tishrei rains, and Malkosh is Ir rains. Tamid Lomar be Ito, no, but the real Iker time for the rains, the early rains is Cheshvan, not Tishrei, and the time for the late rains is Nisan, not Ir. Omrav Nihiloi Bar Idi, Omr Shmuel, Dover Shemol Kashusayim Shal Yisrael. Why is it called, what's it called, Malkosh? Because it cuts away the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says when the rains don't come, people do tshuva. Rashi, Oeno Eliyora B'Tishrei Malkosh B'Ir, Shiesh Adai Malilos V'Koshim. Maybe Malkosh could be the later rains in Ir. There still is grain growing in the field in Ir. Tamid Lomar B'Ito, Yorib Amar Cheshvin, Umalkosh B'Nisan, Shekachi Ho'esh V'Hazman, the Yofehu. That's the Iker time for the rains, Mar Cheshvin and Nisan. Kidlekamon, Jisman Revir Rishonim Mar Cheshvinu. The early rains, even though sometimes it does rain in Tishrei, but the Iker early rains are in Cheshvin. Isfarim the Kosabu, Ainu Ela B'Kislev, Jisman Yorib B'Kislevu, Ukrabon and depligli or Rameir Lakamon, Tom and Lomer Beito, Yoro Malkosh, Ma Malkosh Beito, Af Yoro Beito, the Malkosh Zehu Shiore Dalam Malilos Vil Akashim, the Zehu Nisan Sheshbo Kashim Malilos, the Mela Yore is also in its earlier time, which is Cheshvan, not Kislev. Dover Shemol Kashyusan Shal Yisrael, Sheino Yore Chosin Shlova Tshuva, when the rains don't come in their proper time, then that cuts off the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. They do tshuva. Umesana, they fast. Both in tzedakos. They do give tzedakah. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Melilos, roshe shibolos. That's the ears at the top of the stalk. Shodam molel biyado, which you take in your hand and you take off the grains. Kidechziva katafta melilos biyodecha. The kashim is the kane, is the stalk. Shemamale tvua bekasheha umashlima. The later rains finish off and ripen the tvua. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. No, Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Dover Shemamale tvua bekasheha. Right. The Kmalkosh is the rains that ripen and fill the ears with the grain. It's rain that falls on the stalks and on the ears. Tana Rabbanan. Yore b'marcheshvin u'malkosh b'nisan. Yore is in marcheshvin, malkosh is in nisan. At Homer, yore b'marcheshvin u'ereil b'chodesh kislev. Maybe not. Maybe the yore is not the earliest rains, and not the middle rains, which is marcheshvin, but the later early rains. Okay, the early rains can come from Tishrei till Kislev. So maybe the Yore is referring to Kislev rains. Tamid Lomar Beito, the main rain, proper time, is Beito Yoro Malkosh, Ma Malkosh Beito, Af Yore Beito. Kivin Shiyotza Nisan, the Yordu Gisham, and Meno Simon Bracha. Just like Malkosh is in Nisan, and not after Nisan, because not a Simon Bracha after Nisan, So too, Yorez and Cheshvin, not in Kislev. Tanya Edech, another Brysa, Yorev and Mar Cheshvin and Malkosh ben Nisan. The early rains are the Mar Cheshvin rains, and the late rains are Nisan rains. Divir of Meir. The Chachomim Omrim, Yorev and Kislev, And the Chachamim hold no, Yorah Taka is the Kislev range. Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Or Rav Chisda, Rav Yosi. The Chachamim here are Rav Yosi, the Tanya, Ezeu Revir Rishona. What is the first range? Right? You have the Chira, Bishlosha, Mar Cheshvan. There's three stages of early rains. The earliest stage, the middle stage, and the later stage. So, Rav Meir says that the earliest early rains are in the third of Mar Cheshvan. The middle stage is the seventh of Cheshvan, and the later ones are on the 17th. And all the early rains are supposed to be finished by the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. That's Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shiva, B'Yedzayin of Esav V'Shlosha. No, the earliest rain is not on the 3rd, but the 7th. And that's a proper time. And then the 17th, and then the 23rd. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'Yedzayin, the first earliest early rains is 17th, then the 23rd, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So the early rains already extend into Kislev. That's what we said before. That was the Chachamim. The Chain Hoyer of Yossi Omer, that's what Rav Yossi said, Eina Yechidim Misanim, in the beginning, Yechidim means Talmidei Chachamim. Individuals, special people, used to start fasting when the early rains didn't come in their earliest time, or in the middle time at least. So they don't start fasting at Shiagir Rosh Chodesh Kislev, until there's no rain till Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But if the rains came before Rosh Chodesh Kislev, you don't have to fast. Omer Rav Chisda, halachic Rav Yossi. And Rav Chisda said, the halachic is like Rav Yossi, that you consider the early rains till Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And that was what's it called, right, that's what we had before. Okay. Rashi, Hai Revia, Ezuzman Revia, what is called the early rains? Bechira, Rishona, the earliest of the early rains. Lekam first of my Hilchas and Ninu, Yori Yeshbo Gimel's Manik Shom. The three different times in the early rains, and each one has significance for different halachas, which we'll learn tomorrow. Afela, Achrona, the latest of the early rains, that's the third time. Kiafilo Seina, they're late bloomers, is Tvua that grows late, is called Afela. So the late rains are Afela. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bechira, the earliest early rains on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, the medium ones are the 17th, and the late ones are the 23rd. The Kulu Hanitalti Yorah, they're all called Yorah, the early rains. Eina Yechidim Misanim, Damrinim Besomach, Shlishis Lisanos. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that the third time of the early rains signifies that if it doesn't rain by that time, you start fasting. The whole is Man Shlishis Rosh Chodesh, who, since, according to Rabbi Yossi, the third time for the early rains is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and Liachidim Lasanis, they shouldn't fast until Kislev passed, the first of Kislev passed, and there's no rain. Yechidim Chasidim, V'hochi Amrin Masnis L'Kamon, Higia Yishivosar B'chmar Cheshvan, V'lo Yordu Gishomim, Hischilu HaYechidim Lasanis. If the 17th of Mar Cheshvan came, and the rains didn't come, then the Yechidim, the Chasidim, Talmidei Chachamim start to fast. Lasanis, Mikan Ve'elech, Zman Refia Afila. Rav Meir. That goes according to Rav Meir. Because then the medium early rains have passed and hasn't rained yet. It's time for individuals to start fasting. But it's not the fast for the tzibur. The Stam Masnis and Rav Meir. That mission goes to Rav Meir. V'hochi nami om Rav Yossi. Dei b'sanin al Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rav Yossi argues, and just like he holds, like the last time of the early rains is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so too, you don't start fasting till Rosh Chodesh Kislev came and there was no rain. The Hainu Revia Afela, the Hainu Kechachomim, the Amri Yorah B'Kislev. This is the Chachomim who is Rav Yossi that the latest early rains is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Om Rav Chisda Halachik Rav Yossi, the Ameimer Tani Lahada Om Rav Chisda Halachik Ram Gamliel, the Eino Shoel at Zayim Recheshvan. L'maisa, this argues an Ameimer who said that Rav Chisda held the halachas like Ram Gamliel, that you don't start asking for rain till Zayin Mar Cheshvan. That's not like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says the proper.